Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, March 25th, 2008. The Israeli army attacks several parts of the West Bank. Troops storm local radio stations and kidnap a schoolboy. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Palestinian resistance fighters target Israeli army posts at the borders. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army invaded several parts of the West Bank on Tuesday and kidnapped at least 14 Palestinian civilians. Five of those kidnapped were taken from the West Bank city of Hebron and nearby villages, where the army also attacked two Palestinian radio stations. Israeli forces attacked the offices of Al-Hurriya, meaning freedom, and Siraj radio stations, located in the city of Hebron, shutting the stations down. Witnesses said the troops searched and ransacked the two offices, then took computers and broadcasting equipment. Ahmed Sunnukrot, a radio technician from Siraj Radio, was kidnapped by Israeli troops during the attack. Both Siraj and Al-Hurriya radio stations operate under license from the Palestinian Authority. On Tuesday midday, the Israeli army invaded the village of Beit Kahil, located northwest of the southern West Bank city of Hebron, kidnapping a schoolboy. Witnesses stated that four army vehicles stormed the village on Tuesday midday. Soldiers then provoked the local schoolboys while they were leaving school by firing sound bombs and tear gas. Schoolboys responded by hurling stones at the invading forces. Israeli soldiers then chased the schoolboys and kidnapped Wajdi Zuhur, 12 years old, and took him to an unknown detention camp. Another kidnapping was reported during military operations in the cities of Nablus, Jenin, and Beit Lahem. Israeli media sources reported that an Israeli army officer was lightly injured on Tuesday during a military training exercise in an army base located in southern Israel. Israeli media reported that an explosive device exploded near the officer, lightly injuring him. The officer was moved to a nearby military hospital for treatment. Today in Gaza, Palestinian resistance groups fired homemade shells at Israeli military posts located at the southern Gaza-Israel border. The Israeli army reported damage to property, but no injuries. Palestinian resistance groups announced that the attack comes as a response to the Israeli attacks against Palestinians in both the West Bank and Gaza. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Fuad Azir and Hassan Bannour.